From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Zoom makes a platform move, and my big prediction. Microsoft making its own silicon. Verizon's 5G, turn it off, and SolarWinds Roundup. This is the Business of Tech. Too juicy not to cover. The Information's Kevin McLaughlin, who used to cover the channel for CRN, is reporting that Zoom is exploring both an email and calendar offering. The plan is to take on Microsoft and Google for larger corporate customers. Why do we care? Oh, I don't like speculation like this, but there's a reason we care. I've been talking about the value of platforms thematically and in specific editorials, and I offered that Zoom could easily be a platform. Well, clearly they see it too, because adding business services like email and calendar would be the core collaboration tools. Do they buy Dropbox? There's a prediction they'll buy them next year. Now we see the whole platform come into focus, and this is where smart providers are building their businesses, in this productivity layer, be it Microsoft, Google, Salesforce, or maybe Zoom. A story I didn't want to miss, Microsoft is working on ARM-based chips for both Azure and Surface PCs. Why do we care? I didn't want to miss this. It's early, but chips are important again, and Microsoft's consideration of ARM-based chips is a big deal, and much more for servers. Intel's business on the server side is massive, and if Microsoft moves their Azure business to their own silicon, look for big disruption. And I won't be surprised when they do. One more to follow up on a theme today, PC Magazine is reporting that Verizon's 5G network is slower than its LTE network, to the point of recommending users just disable 5G unless they are near a millimeter wave network. Why do we care? Broadband access in the US is just awful, let's acknowledge it. The companies in charge providing it are just whiffing, from the availability of broadband to its speed and competitiveness to other countries. Providers should be up in arms, because this is holding back solutions and offerings in so many ways. With the public perception of the internet as a utility on the rise, this is ridiculous. Local coverage of the SolarWinds hack has started as journalists indicate if the bigger story impacts their regions. Two examples. Michigan has reporting indicating that investigations show no sign of breach, while the city of Atlanta has refused to answer if it was impacted. In vendor news, Qualys is offering a free vulnerability management service following the breach for 60 days. Bloomberg is reporting two former SolarWinds employees, one anonymously and one on record, as having said they warned the company several years ago about security concerns. Meanwhile, the Government Accounting Office is indicating that of the 23 federal agencies they have audited for a new report, only a handful have implemented 7 foundational practices for managing security risks in their supply chain. For those interested in technical updates, Dark Reading has some additional details, noting that it does appear other attack vectors were used and that the SolarWinds hack may have been present for longer than initially reported. Finally on the topic, a counterpoint, which is a very good read, is in SC Magazine in a piece called The SolarWinds Hack and the Danger of Arrogance, which I will encourage listeners to read. Why do we care? Today's lesson is how to look bad during a crisis. I think denial is a really bad look. Refusing to answer is never good, and it just screams, it happened to us and we're not courageous enough to own it. I'd also question, here's a longer trial of our competitive product as positioning too just exploitative of the situation rather than helping. Other vendors have offered tools with no strings, which is a much more collaborative approach. Those CEOs who are taking pot shots are just putting a target on their back, and in the inevitable time they are hacked, they just look worse. On former employees, I'm reasonably confident I could find just a former employee at any company that will say something about their former leadership to paint them in a bad light. I question the value of pulling out information from 3 years ago to try and do a victory lap of, I told you so, particularly when you leak to the press work you did as an employee and thus is the intellectual property of that company. That just leads to more open questions about ethics and handling of confidential information, particularly when you're the security expert. Add to that the fact that all of the federal agencies were not in a good defensive posture. It's a really bad look for those exploiting this, and that kind of stink stays with you. People remember grace, too. Which leads to the SC perspective, and the power that comes from humility. This is a moment to define both yours and the industry's approach. One path seems obvious to me, and the other fraught with opportunism, which is never a long-term, sustainable answer. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage, find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Wanted to get all the stories I was interested in out? This is the last show in the regular format for the year. Tomorrow is a bonus question from a listener, and all next week is my 2021 prediction series, where we look ahead to what is coming. I've appreciated your time and attention, and I'll talk to you then. Have a great holiday, and we'll be back on January 4th with more Business of Tech.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.